to meet the arch-community songster of Canterbury and Mr. Savage. Bernard had proclaimed his triumph on every invitation card, but the Savage had chosen this evening of all evenings to lock himself up in his room, to shout, "Hani!" And even, it was lucky that Bernard didn't understand Zunyi, "Sans eso, c'est na." What should have been the crowning moment of Bernard's whole career had turned out to be the moment of his greatest humiliation. "I'd so much hoped," he stammeringly repeated, looking up at the great dignitary with pleading and distracted eyes. "My young friend," said the arch-community songster in a tone of loud and solemn severity. There was a general silence. "Let me give you a word of advice." He wagged his finger at Bernard. "Before it's too late, a word of good advice." His voice became sepulchral. "Mend your ways, my young friend, mend your ways." He made the sign of the tea over him and turned away. "Lenina, my dear," he called in another tone, "come with me." Obediently but unsmiling and wholly insensible of the honour done to her, without elation, Lenina walked after him out of the room. The other guests followed at a respectful interval. The last of them slammed the door. Bernard was all alone. Punctured, utterly deflated, he dropped into a chair and, covering his face with his hands, began to weep. A few minutes later, however, he thought better of it and took 4 tablets of Soma. Upstairs in his room, the Savage was reading Romeo and Juliet. Lenina and the arch-community songster stepped out onto the roof of the singery. "Hurry up, my young friend! I mean, Lenina!" called the arch-songster impatiently from the lift gates. Lenina, who had lingered for a moment to look at the moon, dropped her eyes and came hurrying across the roof to rejoin.